The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA, and today is Wednesday, February the 17th, 2016. We have a live show for you today. As always, we have Wise Wednesdays, and Brother Davis is in queue, and we're going to be bringing him up momentarily. But before we do that, just to let you know, as we always start the show, it's so important that we support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And it's so important that we do that in these times, because it's been, greatly blessed and very fortunate to have Black Talk Radio Network. And we need to maintain and ensure that Black Talk Radio Network will always be there, but not only always be there, but will grow into its full fruition of what its possibilities are. And the only way it could do that is through you committing, from you donating, and from you participating in the overall development and the expansion of this great network, because we've lost so many things before in the past, and it's time for us to take care of ourselves by taking care of those that have our best interest at hand. So if you're able to make a monetary donation, please make a monetary donation. And also, if you can donate your professional experience or your professional service to Black Talk Radio Network, do that. If you can volunteer your time, you can volunteer, anything that you can do for the Black Talk Radio Network would be great. It needs to happen. Also, if you have an event that you're hosting that you would like to feature Black Talk Radio Network and some of the programs that are there, reach out to Scotty, reach out to Black Talk Radio Network, let it be known, and Scotty will definitely look at, see if there's something that can be done, and he will try to facilitate some of your needs if it is possible. So this is what we have to do. Tell your friends, tell your family about Black Talk Radio Network, so that they could be prepared for what's going on in the world and hear some of this great information that is being brought to you by the network. So important that we take care of this in these times, because we are getting to where they started knocking off bankers, killing bankers. Now they're killing judges, and it won't be long before they've been killing people. They've been killing the community for so long. It won't be long before they start to do it in the forms of the great tyranny of the past, by way of camps and concentration camps and all out full on public tyranny, because this is what is happening now. And regardless if you like it or not, this is the truth. The most important thing is, what are you going to do with the truth? Are you just going to bury your head in the sand and stick your butt up in the air so they can kick it? Or are you going to try to position yourself so that you can be prepared for what's going on and have options for yourself, your family, and our overall community? That is what it takes, and that is what's needed in order to stop the things from happening. All it needs for all tyranny and evil needs is for good people to do nothing at all, and it will run rampant like a wildfire and scorch the whole earth. So you have to stand in the gap. Those of you that are warriors, and those of you that firmly believe and not afraid to make a stand for your own self-determining rights and your own sovereignty and your own freedom, you are the individuals that are so needed, and we need you to support Black Talk Radio Network and Tando Radio Show. Also, okay, so now we need to go to Tando Radio Show. Very, very important. A lot of things are happening as we speak right now, and we really have to get on board with that, because things are rapidly unfolding. So let's take a look at some of the things that are happening as we speak. One second. And we're going to go to Tando. Excuse me. We're going to go to Tando Radio Show on our Facebook page. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. You can find us there. Very, very important articles that we need to look at before we start this show. And then we're going to hand this over to Brother Davis and get out of Brother Davis's way. Okay, listen. Here we go. Starts. It starts with CC had posted this great posting. CC, she posted this in RDP and I shared it here. But CC Harris was the one that posted this one, and I'm thankful that she found it. It says U.S. Marshals are arresting people in Texas who have outstanding student loans. Check out this article, and I'm gonna tell you this is nothing more than the extension of the debtor's prison that will come about through the traditional enslavement program that the prison industrial complex engages in. They are going to start. You have to get out of debt. All forms of debt. Just paying off your credit cards is not the only form of debt. Just paying off your mortgage is not getting out of debt. Just paying off your car note or, you know, different things that you have contract-wise is not getting out of debt. This is why it's so important for you to get into the precious metals class and to the membership that we have so you can learn exactly how the debt trap is going to be laid out. And you need to position yourself accordingly for that. And it's only $25 a month. You get the precious metals class. You get the preparedness training. You get the there's so much that you'll get as far as tactical, and you will actually be put into a group of people that have that are like-minded individuals. So there's a pool of talent when things go awry that you can depend on. That's what we're going to do and leverage things correctly for our benefit. So
Brother Dave,
check out that article. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on that. About the debtors' prisons.
That's
because
your
expertise. Yeah, I mean, because most of the state constitutions, I'm not sure about Texas. People have to look up Texas. I don't recall right now. But I know in most constitutions, state constitutions I have read, and even in the U.S. Constitution, that there is a ban on debtors' prisons, that they are not even supposed to exist. And so this just is more evidence that, you know, the so-called lawmaker and the law enforcers don't even follow the law themselves. And this is all about putting people not just into mental slavery, but actual physical slavery. And so I'm not surprised as I view, you know, the so-called child support of a non-custodial parent. You know, regardless of their economic situation, unemployment or whatever, if they fall behind, they can get locked up. And so this is just more continuation of the lawlessness by the so-called law enforcers and lawmakers. Thanks.
Yeah, that's exactly. And we're going to have a show on this and definitely try to, you know, schedule it around if Scotty could be there, because Scotty's busy. But I would love for Scotty to be there, because as you hear, Scotty is well versed on this, and it's so true. Definitely, there are definitely states that that's on the books, but it's illegal to do it. And this is, man, it's so bad, and they're going to continue. As Scotty said, one of the things that we have to realize is that the overall creed and the deeds of these laws are totally different. The creed of it says one thing, but the actual implementing of it is quite different, and it's totally tyrannical in nature in all forms. So they're going to be bringing back debtors' prisons in all facets, and the capital controls are going to be one of the ways that they could do it, because it's about debt. It's not the debt that they tell you about that they're going to be getting you on. It's also an extension of it by things that you haven't even recognized that are actually enslaving you to their system. So definitely we're going to have a show on that, because it's very, very important. Next we have Calgary condos post biggest decline since financial crisis. It's not just Calgary in Canada, but now Vancouver is crashing. Vancouver's market shot up. You know, it was crazy how much Vancouver had increased, but now that is showing signs, and this is a part of what's happening going on globally, and it's going to be extended here. Next one I put, for those of you that are interested, you're going to have to develop multiple streams of income in order to make it in the future. One of the things that I know from trading is that Forex trading does work if you have a great system. I spent a lot of time and years learning about Forex to actually gain. But what we're doing now through iMarketsLiveInternational.com is that you can learn while you earn, get your overall cash flow, being able to increase your cash flow from trading. And this is a great program because of the proprietary technology that it has with the harmonic scanner and the copier. And then not only that, they also have ways that you can actually benefit financially from referring people. And the most important thing about this whole thing that's really, really important is that once you learn this intrinsical value, they can never, ever take it away from you. And this is great to teach your children about economic, to actually give them an education, an economic education, so that they won't fall victim to the economic predators that are in traps that will be set for them. So go to iMarketsLiveInternational.com. We'll talk about it later on. This is a great, great way because you could actually, the system will tell you what it's doing and what you can be mirroring and the gains that you can make, or you can find traders that you see that are doing very well. And these are international traders that are doing very well, and you can mimic their trade. And I would definitely say first trade in the Forex, then maybe look at binary options, but do not get into futures until you have a cash reserve and you know exactly what you're doing, because you don't want to get caught with a margin call, because that will totally, totally break you. This is something that we'll talk about in depth, give you my opinion, but this is something that every single person can do, regardless of who you are, what you're doing, what your capabilities are. You can learn from this and do very, very well, or even exceed your overall expectations, because no matter what, the economy still will continue. They're just going to crash the everyday person, the common man's economy. So get in front of that and develop streams of income. It's $200 to sign up, $150 a month. But once you you can mitigate that $150 by referring three people, then there's a credit that's given to you, so you don't have to worry about it. And then there's other actual ways that you can gain from other people. And they could start the trade. And once they trade, they're not going to leave. They're going to want, and you're not either, because of the gains that you're going to make. It's the best way that I found for trading. It's the fastest and easiest way to teach a novice person, instead of going to actually be taught. And it's going to take you time if someone's going to teach you. You can actually learn from watching and then be taught simultaneously while you're still earning. So get into that. It's great, great opportunities. And it's one of the things that we want to bring to you so that you can have another stream of revenue coming into your house, so that you can be prepared, your family can be prepared, and our community can be prepared. Next article. Here's why you have to do it. Calgary, this comes from the Calgary Herald. Post finds half of the respondents within $200 a month of being unable to pay their bills. This is going to spread everywhere, and is going to seize the United States, which has already been here, but the grip on it is going to be even stronger. Got to get in front of this. This is why you need to go to iMarketsLiveInternational.com and start to develop more revenue coming into your home so that you can leverage it properly. Get assets with it. Buy the things that you need. Position yourself for this economic collapse that's happened so that you'll have options. Next, we have, but check out that article, that's by the Calgary Herald. Very, very good article. Tells you everything. Don't want you to be a victim of this, because you don't have to be. This is why you're here. You're just going to have to make a commitment to learn something. And not only that, you'll be able to earn while you learn. And that is reassuring and comforting in itself. Next, we have, this comes from Business Insider. China is selling U.S. government debt. They're basically selling the treasuries. This is huge. Tells you where everything is going. Tells you where everything is going. And this is also going to lead to war. And you're going to see that later. Next, it has Brazil could waive U.S. dollar to bolster Iran's trade. Basically, another country has left the petrodollar status and is going to be buying their oil from Iran and using the euro. Now, why is this so significant? Because this is a BRIC nation. These nations are together in a coalition for a reason, because they are establishing new trade alliances and new military agreements and new resource sharing opportunity among themselves against the NATO nations and particularly the Western banking styles of the United States. This is going to be the trend of the world. You better get in on it before it adversely affects you even further. I said, and this was my commentary, the world is moving away from the dollar's position of advantage in order to meet their respective needs. The destructive wreckage left behind in our communities will be nothing short than economic nuclear annihilation. That's exactly what will happen to us. We will be annihilated by the rest of the world's move away from the petrodollar and the dollar as the reserve currency status. We will touch on that also, because we need to continue to do this until you fully get it and get engaged and start to protect yourself. Next comes from Reuters. And I said, this is where I think the first major blow in a global war will strike, in the South Sea of China. Well, let's wait, David. I may have called this one a little too soon, but I still think it is. But the events of the world are unfolding very fast as we speak. And this is the article from Reuters. China sends missiles to contest South Sea of China, Taiwan. China has developed an advanced surface-to-air missile system to one of the China has deployed an advanced surface-to-air missile system to one of the disputed islands it controls in the South Sea of China. Taiwan and the U.S. officials have said this is the overall move towards global war. It is going to happen soon enough. Next we have, this one comes from Reuters again, Apple CEO opposes court order to help FBI unlock iPhone. This was carried on some of the mainstream media, but this is my commentary. I put laughed out loud. It's already there. They already have back doors in order to do. And this is the headline for the article. Apple's Incorporated chief executive, Tim Cook, said his company opposes a demand from a U.S. judge to help the FBI break into the iPhones recovered from the shooters. I'm just going to real quick, the shooters from San Bernardino. But basically, they want to have a back door into the iPhones, and Apple is saying no, because that breaks their encryption and all this other thing. But guess what? They already have that type of stuff. They're just telling you what's coming in the future, and not only that, giving plausible deniability for the future of what they're going to need. They always say this is what they need, then they create the crisis and the events to show, to justify them doing exactly what they're doing. They're known as false flags, and they're happening everywhere as we speak. Next, Russia files suits against Ukraine in London over $3 billion in debt. This is what you do when war starts. And this comes from Bloomberg. Check this article out. Another good one. Next, we have what today's show is going to be all about. As you know, today is Wednesday. It's Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. And Brother Davis will be discussing the who, what, when, where, and why of our lives. Looking forward to hearing Brother Davis as always on Wednesdays. Next, we have, here it comes. This comes from Fox. I grabbed this from a television show. This is Fox News, and I didn't remember where it was from. And I said, this will be the norm, everyday pension practice soon enough. I meant to put soon enough. I was rushing to put so enough. create additional income streams and opportunities with us. Telling you guys to get in there with us. Now, what is this all about? Check out this article. This gentleman's pension was cut by 50%. They cut this gentleman's pension by 50%. And it says, retired union workers faces large pension cuts, gather to voice their anger at those cuts Monday. Representative Emmanuel Cleaver conducted the town hall meeting. This is the trend that is going to continue to happen. They're going to cut. Pensions have been lost. Regardless of your age, regardless of who you are, if you're not prepared for this, you're going to get run over. This is why you have to have multiple streams of income, and preferably passive income, or I wouldn't say passive income. I would say income that you can generate based off of your overall commitment to it in the shortest time frame as possible. This is so important. Next article comes from tinyivan.net. Highly dangerous radioactive material stolen sparks fear of ISIS dirty bomb. Iraq is searching for highly dangerous radioactive material stolen last year, according to the Environmental Ministry documents and Seven Security. They don't know what the rest of it said. I just wanted to read the headline. This is what, you know, you've been told from the intelligence agency here and all the intelligence heads of the overall, the heads of the intelligence agency saying that they anticipate an attack here in the United States. And one of the things that they feel that is possible is a dirty bomb. They're basically telling you what's coming before it comes. And remember, there was radioactive isotopes, uranium, that was stolen and lost in Mexico. But I believe those, no, I don't think those were found. I think some of it was found, but the majority of it wasn't. But this is all they're telling you before they do it. Preparation is the key. So check this out. Next article. This one says, Bloomberg wholesale prices in the U.S. is unexpectedly raised on higher food costs. And this is the core CPI. And this is what this is all about. Check out this article. Food prices are going to be, we are going to be just like Canada soon enough with their overall ridiculous prices being down. And it's not being able to purchase what it purchased before. You're going to need more of it. That's the trick. Next, we have Reuters. Iran says it will resist curbs on oil output as part of a global pact. Iran said on Wednesday it will resist any plans to restrain its oil output as fellow OPEC ministers try to persuade the country to join the first global oil pact in 15 years. Iran is now, since they're out of sanctions, they're selling their oil to all comers, and they're requiring that it be sold in the euro. Huge deal. And they're going to flood the market with oil. This is telling you everything. This is going to lead to a war. Next, this was probably one of the biggest, three of the biggest stories today. Vehicle explodes in Turkish capital. Multiple people killed. And I think last check, it was over 25 that was killed. And this is the thing. Turkey is known for doing false flags. And why would they do that? Because they want to invade Syria. And they've actually told the United States and Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia has responded with a yes, to assist them in a ground offensive against Syria. And Russia has already said, if you do that, you will lead to a global widespread war that could be nuclear of a nuclear nature. So telling you everything there. Here it comes. Prepare. Next one, it says no cash. Bank refused to release funds. MoneyWise 401. But this came from my man, Ivan Jones. Thanks for sending it, Ivan. And this is by Cindy Glover. Americans are reporting problems with taking their own money out of U.S. banks. Disturbing stories have been coming in. We've been telling you this from the very first day of Cando Radio Show, that this was going to be happening, and now it's starting to be in full effect. You have to take the necessary precautions now. This is why you do the membership, the $25 membership, and this is why You develop other streams of revenue income for yourself and your family through our iMarketsLiveInternational.com program that we have going on. So necessary. Do not get caught trying to say, I'll put this off till later, when what you could do today to save yourself, your family, and our community from the economic crisis that we are already in full fledged. Next one we have, this is the other major story of today. Pentagon considers North Korea mobile ballistics a top threat. I wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. strikes out against North Korea in the coming days, weeks, or hours. The whole world, and I said yesterday that I believe it's a three-pronged attack that's going to be brought on: a supply, economics, and war. And there's also going to be a multifaceted attack globally to expand the global war. And that's going to be through the South Sea of China, the Korean situation, and the Syrian situation, which also encompasses the Ukraine. But don't sleep on South America, because anything can jump up there at any moment's time, and also in Africa. Those are the key places throughout the world where we are just 1 minute away from the global war expansion full out. Next article. This what goes on to earlier. This was from yesterday. Turkey officials, we want a ground operation in Syria. They said this yesterday, then they had this attack today. This is what they always do. They always tell you what they want, and then they're going to create the conditions in order to get what they want. Stand by. The war is about to start. Okay, everyone. So with that being said, we are, today is Wednesday, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with Brother Davis. Brother Davis is in queue, and we're going to bring him up for you all. And just stand by for that, because it's always Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis, and I always like to call it the Team Davis, the Davis team. So you're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll jump right in with Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. We'll be back in about 1 minute and 30 seconds.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. My name is David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. I'm your host today, and I will be, and we have, as always, Brother Davis is here today on Wise Wednesdays, and we're going to be hearing from Brother Davis. Brother Davis, are you there?
I'm here, brother.
What's going on, Brother Davis? So good to hear your voice.
We have so much to be thankful for in a time of such confusion that it's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yeah. I love you, Brother Davis. I truly, truly do. Yes, it's so, that is so true. It's always good to hear from you, and it's Wise Wednesday, and I'm anxious to hear what you're going to be talking about today. And I know that our listeners are anxiously waiting to hear from you, because I just want to sincerely thank you and Sister Davis for everything that you're doing. It's been such a, you know, when I think about when we first talked, the first time that we talked, you know, there's a kindred spirit that you always had, you know, even though one time we didn't talk directly, we used to hear each other on the Warm Valentine show, which is a great show everyone should check out. And I knew right away there was such an attachment to you and Sister Davis and many other people, but particularly you and Sister Davis. It was always so good to hear from you. And then now, wow, we get to hear from you every Wednesday and, you know, from time to time throughout our broadcast on Tando Radio Show. This is something that we all put together, and I am extremely, extremely appreciative. And I thank you for you being who you are, Brother Davis. And with that being said, Brother Davis, it's Wise Wednesday. So whenever you're ready, sir, we could jump right into what is it that you have for the people today.
Well, excellent opportunity. Good evening, everybody. This is the Davis team. And as we come to you today, we look at each other with great value. And the reason why is because we have learned to have our needs met through the value of the person that we share our time. Now, that may seem to be a statement or a cliche, but we must learn that what is inside of us will always come out. So if you value yourself, you've already identified that you have no need to fear. And the reason why you have no need to fear is because that is what they're trying to push into you. They want you to fear. So if you place a greater value on the fear they're pushing on you, then you will, like the match, kindle the flame of that fear. But if that fear that they're trying to push on you has no effect on you, then you shall fan the flames of the value of your fire. The circumstance always changes outside of you, but inside of you is where the root of your process begins. And that is the value that you must see in every circumstance. Although when Brother Dave was giving the current events, we begin to realize there's a picture taking place. And the picture that's taking place is that they want you to believe that they can attain total combination through your subjugation. And the reason why is because they cannot do this unless you submit. If you have a greater value of self than what they place on you, you become a, what they call, deviant. Because you don't see their plan the way they want you to view it. But their plan is not your plan. And they want you to believe that there's going to be a savior. Because if you believe there's going to be a savior when nobody comes, then they have more control. But if you understand that you are your savior, you are prepared to take control. And that is what seeing value and every person, place, and thing comes in to play an important role in your daily life. You see, in every situation that they have created, they want you to see how much control that they're taking. They're not asking you for it. They're telling you, you put your money in the bank, we take control of the bank. You speak on the phone to communicate, we take control of the phone. What they want you to believe is that you have no will. But you do. And that is where the power of identifying the value in you becomes such an important tool. Because, see, when they're thinking you're going to fall in line, you're thinking of a solution for your situation. Make no mistake, they know that as this so-called tyranny begins to bestow us, that there's going to be lines of what they call deviants who are literally thinking outside the box, who are literally setting up scenarios so that they can feed what they're trying to achieve through a preset plan. Now, what is a preset plan? Well, you're in the process of that now in preparation. That is a preset plan. We have to understand that during this course of process, you're going to have to make alliances from time to time. Therefore, you must be able to determine the value of those you build alliances with. Because some people will build alliances for the purpose of deceit. Others will build alliances for the purpose of self-gain. When we build alliances, we build alliances so that we can be at the end and start a new beginning. Because we'll be losing a lot in this process. When I say a lot, I mean a lot of material things that are only temporal. That's right. Does it make no difference how good the picture is on your big screen? If there's no electricity, no big screen. But if you are building a relationship through the translated value that is brought into the circumstance, you can establish quite a bit. You can actually establish a viable and functioning community. Because there's always going to be an underlying market for the use of value. Now, what is the use of value? The use of value may be you got a 5-gallon gas can and someone has a car. Can you two work together? How well do you know this person? But you must be able to evaluate them so that you can see the value they bring to the circumstance and do you want to build. Because sometimes transactions will go down because of the needs on both parts. There'll be no relationship building. There'll be very little communication because they don't want to know you like that. They want to know you for what they value in you at that time. So if they see that you're weak-minded and unspirited, then they may see someone they can manipulate. But if they also see someone that's closed in thought and does not project, they're looking for who this person is. Now, how much time do you spend on that would depend on the value of what that person brings to the circumstance. You see, when lights go out, ATMs don't work, water is slowly coming, and when I say slowly coming, I mean those people who are aware, when things start to change, get that radio broadcast that says, the banks are going to have a closed weekend due to service and non-serviceable problems, then those who are fast as thought literally should go upstairs, put the plug in their tub, and turn on the water and let it run. Now, that may sound strange, but that would be one of the first signs that the system is about to kick in what it's programmed to do. Now, you've been hearing about the program, and nothing about the program says it's going to be good for you. So you got to do the small thing that's going to help you in your circumstance, because in reality, you may not be in that situation long, meaning that there may be a transition where you have to move on. Are you prepared for that? You see, when we see circumstances that are constantly evolving, we must have the ability to look, evaluate, and communicate very little of what we have or hold dear, and understand how I said that. Of what we have or hold dear. Because we don't want to expose that to someone who may be seeking to attain it. And they're not going to walk up to you and say, hey, you know what? I like that. Can I get that 5-gallon gas can? No, they're not going to do that. They're going to evaluate to see what is the degree of risk. And that degree of risk will determine how they confront you. So you must understand that whatever you have that is your support, your defense, and your offense must be just as flexible, tangible, and be pinpoint accurate. Because every aspect of what you value is going against every aspect of what they value. Because, understand, they're willing to take a chance to get what you value if they think they can use it for their purpose. So you got to make sure that that cost that they pay, or they will have to pay, is so high that the value process of his thinking decides it's not worth it. Now, how do you do that? That is a very unique question. Because depending on who you are, where you are, what you have, and your purpose is going to determine on how far you're willing to project, how far you're willing to go to protect that is yours. Now, those of you who have heard this show before have heard me say that I would not put my family in a situation where I didn't have some control, or that I couldn't trust the people who they were going to be with around when I was not there. So that's placing a value on them in that circumstance. And we also have to understand that this may deal with people, places, and things. So, as we could continue, I want you to understand that material things are designed to last for a temporary period of time. It won't last always. So you must be able to evaluate quickly whether that is worth it or whether it is not. Because I'm going to tell you something. In desperate times, people do desperate things. And the very people doing that would be people you would least expect to. But they have valued that they're willing to make that sacrifice in order to attain what it is that you have or that you possess. So let's look at this from the standpoint of Friday afternoon when a phone call comes in. Did you try to use ATM today? No, I didn't. I just got up. Well, I tried to use my ATM at 3 different spots and the card doesn't work. What do you mean the card doesn't work? I mean, my ATM card does not work. I need to feed my children. I need to get gas. The need factor list goes on and on and on with the reality of the card not working kicks in. And they want you to have that fear because that way that person's projecting their fear on you. But see, they don't know that you are prepared for this. So, but you have to play the role because if not, literally, they're going to believe that you have something. So you say, you know, I haven't been out all day. Let me get clothes on so I can go out here and see if my bank card's working or go to my bank. And then all of a sudden, the person on the phone says, don't even waste your time going to bank. The banks are all closed. What? Yeah, the banks are all closed. They're having a problem with the mechanics or maintenance. You see, banks should give you any excuse. So therefore, now, this person's desperate to keep it in. So they reach to the point where they say, you got anything I could borrow? You got any money I could borrow? See, they're creating now the scenario of need. That scenario of need will only be heightened over and over again. And the reason why it'll be heightened over and over again is because now they begin to realize what they don't have.
Right.
And when you realize what you don't have, you also begin to fixate yourself on what you need. And if you need more than you have, you are starting to make decisions based on your evaluation of how you're going to get what you need. Now, I'm trying to give you all of this in a short period of time, but this may take, a day or two. Okay, but by the end of that weekend, everything is on full alert. Everything, because now everybody knows. Everybody knows what they can't. And if they know what they can't do, then literally they're going to try to see what you got to see what they can do. And that's where you have to be able to play innocent when you need to be innocent, and definitely overpowering if you need to be overpowering. The sad part about it is that we all have that role to play. And in having that role to play, we all have to see the role as the head of our family. And this may be a woman that we're talking about. And the reason why it may be a woman that we're talking about is because she may be the head of her family. Okay, so what if you got 8 kids, okay? And your 8 kids are hollering, they're hungry. And the sad part about it is that you cannot feed them. So what won't you do to feed your kids? That's the question that's going to be appearing in everybody's mind. And the sad part about that is that it doesn't change the circumstance. And the reason why it doesn't change the circumstance is because all over the city, people are mounting the reality of what they don't have. I don't have this. I don't have that. How do I get this? How do I get that? Does so-and-so have this? Does so-and-so have that? Who is so-and-so? It doesn't make a difference because their need is the, outweighs the circumstance. And the circumstance is changing every moment. We're at a point now where we have to seriously look and ask ourselves, okay, what are we going to do? Do we have a gun? Do we have a knife? Does our neighbors have any resources? Because you can go over there and knock on that door and knock on that door and knock on that door and be knocking on that door all day long. What purpose does it serve the neighbor to answer the door for you when you only come for their resources? Think about it. Because that door that's being knocked on may very well be your door. And if that's the case, then that means that you are being sought for your resources. Is that the circumstance you want? So, let's look at the value in this. What if you build relationships prior? What if you had that group of 10 or 15 families that decided that you lived in a nook, and your houses are facing each other at the front door, but the back door, you're looking at maybe the highway or maybe just woods. Your circumstance starting to think in reference to security now. How do I secure this? And if you're fortunate enough to have built relationships, then you and your neighbor should be talking by now. Did you hear what's on in the news? I got a call from my sister-in-law. They live downtown. Said things are taking a panic roll. Police are starting to come in and they're not asking any questions. They're just asking, what are you doing here? Because they know why you're there. See, that's what panic is. It's a scenario that's literally been staged for you to fall into. So now we're in it. That's where we have to see the value in small groups taking their positions, inventory and their resources, not keeping them all in one place. What kind of weapons you have? What kind of ammunition do you have? How many people is involved? Do you know everybody in your neighbor's family? Do they know everybody in your family? Are we going to set up a perimeter so to cover all the houses? Or are we going to all hunker down in one house? And if so, have we planned so that we put our supplies in one house, our munitions in one house, and our families in one house, and have our resources to spend out of that house? A lot of things that come into play, brothers and sisters. But I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing that the mind cannot master. Nothing. Without the proper time and the dissemination of the emotional factors, you can do this. Now, what does dissemination mean? That means you have to separate all of the emotional factors from your decision making. Because when you are emotional, you are tainted. And you cannot make a clear decision tainted because you have other factors leaning on your understanding of the purpose. And see, they're betting on that. They're betting that you're going to want to take care of your children. They're betting that if you have elder adults in the house, your father, your mother, you're going to want to take care of them. So your resources have to be prepared. And in doing so, your mind has to elevate to the next level and see the value in the circumstance. Okay, are we at a point now where we're going to a commercial, Dave?
Yes, sir. Yes, we are, Brother Davis. We got a couple of minutes, but we'll go to one right now. Let me tell you, everyone, I hope that you're grasping what Brother Davis is saying. He's laying it out. Some of the things that you are going to be contending with mentally and spiritually and physically, and there is a process to it all. The key to it all, and as Brother Davis has said, the key to it all is to prepare for it before it happens. And this is so, so important, because there are so many variables to this whole thing. And being well laid out for you by Brother Davis, if you have any questions, now would be a great time to call. Don't be shy. One of the things that happens in the schooling of obedience that we go through is that they teach us not to ask questions, because they don't want to celebrate the ingenious capabilities that we all have. And that is shown in your questions. You can find out and start to do things. They want you to be quiet and stay in line. Don't look around. Don't get out of line. Don't ask a question. These questions that you could be asking right now could be critical to your situation, because what Brother Davis could do is actually give you some insight on what you may want to think about. This is collective prudence at its best. We are starting to prepare for what is going to happen before it happens. It actually has already happened and is unfolding as we speak, but take advantage of this opportunity so that you will not succumb to fear. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis and Team Davis. If you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call and ask your question or make your comment. Number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You'll hear three commercials, and then we're going to come right back to Brother Davis. Very, very important. Very, very important class. Very, very important show for you. And I would suggest that you take advantage of it while you still can. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Situation is constantly changing now. Now by this time, all other people coming in and starting to call you, knock on your door. What you need to do is ask yourself, do I want to answer? What is it that you're trying to achieve? What is it that you want from me? So you recognize them by picking through the peephole. And you know what? You don't feel like dealing with them people. And the reason why you don't feel like dealing with them people is because you know who they are. And you know that they're going to be in a state of confusion that you really don't feel like dealing with. So, literally, you don't answer your door. Or you go to your door and you holler, what do you want? And they're talking about how they need and how they don't have it. Well, you ain't got it either. And that becomes the standard answer. I don't have it either. So leave me alone. Well, why can't you open the door? Because I don't have it. So don't bother me because I got the same problems you got. You must think in terms of how you're going to sustain what it is that you have in spite of their need to reevaluate what you have in your home because they're looking at a locked door. So they're thinking, well, if you got to have a locked door now, then there must be something that you don't want them to have or you don't want them to know. That's true. Make no mistake, that is absolutely true. But that is your key to keeping them out. Because you see, at this particular time, remember now, a few days, it started on Friday and this is Sunday night. By this time, panic is set in. People cannot eat. They cannot find water. Their electric is out. There's no form of communication that they have available to them. You know why? Because they didn't prepare. That's what makes you unique. You see, you did. Your understanding of what may happen overpowered the reality that if it does, you had to ask yourself the question. If it does, what do I do? You see, you went the distance. They did not. You decided that these questions were important for you to ask before the circumstances were changed. Because when the circumstance changes, that means that literally you're victimized by whatever happens because you didn't prepare for it. And the sad part about it is that when you were in your preparation and you were telling people, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to grocery shopping today, and I seen the beans were on special, so I picked up an extra 10 or 15 pounds. You never said to them, why? Because guess what? They shop the same place you do. You don't, you had to ask the same questions. And the question you asked yourself was, should I get some of this extra now while it's on sale? So if I do, I'll have it if I need it. And if I need it, then it will serve the purpose of feeding my family in a circumstance that is out of my control. Yes, these are the questions that you asked, but that person was not intelligent enough to ask those questions. Okay, so we accept that. We accept that. The reason why we accept that is because guess what? Now, we know we have some resources for us. Now, the family's getting hungrier. Now, it was all right when I was cooking at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, because chances are there's less amount of people that could follow the smell of the food that was awake at that time. And the reason being is because at that time in the morning, most people are asleep. Most people were serving the greater need of rest. But there are always some that are looking for the opportunity to take what others have. And in doing so, their nose may be open. What do I mean by their nose may be open? I mean, they may be able to smell the food you're cooking at that hour in the morning. So now they become a problem. Now, why do they become a problem?
because they're following their nose. Even if they don't locate the food that day, they know at a certain time of day, they are going to start smelling food. And it's just a matter of time. So what do? They narrow their scope of what they call smell value.
That's right.
They start to look it, and they start to seek it, and they start to realize, it's stronger over here than it was over there.
That's right.
The senses are telling them, you're playing. And the reason why is because they are hungry now. You hear me? They are hungry. And guess what? You have food that you cooked one time. That's it. All it takes one time. Make no mistake. When hunger sets in, they don't need to have to smell it every minute if they can smell it enough to get to it. You understand how I said that? They don't need to smell it every minute if they smell it enough to get to it. And that's all they want. They want to get to the food. So, you get your plan together, you cook the food, you disseminate it. Remember now, you live in a cul-de-sac. There's four families together. All of you can't cook at once, so that has to be decided up front. That's right, who's going to cook? What are they going to cook? You know you can't be cooking no barbecue chicken on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to cook something that's what's called nutritional food in spite of the circumstance. And that nutritional food may be beans and hot dogs, or maybe beans and rice, maybe raw. But you're going to have a plan because guess what? That's how you got here. You planned so that you wouldn't be victimized. But you got to deal with somebody who didn't plan and they're trying to victimize you. None of these scenarios are going to be out of line. And the reason why is because none of these scenarios are going to be something that is strange in undue circumstance. And these will be undue circumstances. And the reason why is because now you're literally in control of what your family's doing. You literally have to protect the bottom line of your family's needs. You literally, at this point, should have your alliances built so that you can communicate with those others that are in your group to make sure that their need is being met. Why? Because in order for you to be able to have and work with a greater degree of purpose, you want everybody on the same page. And when everybody's on the same page, literally, you don't have to worry about them. See, that's what makes like-minded people at this time, before that comes, important. You know, there's going to be always the cowboy. Well, I do this by myself. I protect my own. But then when he's overrun, guess what? He's knocking on your door. You know why? Because you realize that you networked with your cul-de-sac. You realize now the importance of what you were saying when you were saying, look, come to the group meeting so that we can show you what we... No, I ain't coming to the meeting. I ain't sharing what I got. I got to protect mine. Now, since he was the only one, he realizes he's the only one. His family's hungry now. They've taken what he has. And the reason why they've taken it is because he thought, oh, I could do this by myself. No, you can't. And the sad part about it is, those who think they can always become the victims of their circumstance. Always become the victim of their circumstance. Now, what we have to do is we have to see this as it is. In doing so, we have to understand that the purpose that is behind every circumstance is that we literally have to do it for ourselves. We have to do for ourselves. So if they don't do for self by orchestrating what is needed in their circumstance, thinking, oh, I got this, I got that, and all of a sudden they come up short, they got to come with some value. Now, what is value? Okay, what did they say? Look, man, I don't know if you guys got any water, but I got a 50-gallon, 255-gallon barrels of fresh water stashed. Okay? I'm willing to share that with you. But in turn, I need at least feed my family, man. So you got to be serious about this now. 55 gallons of water now, that may not be needed immediately, but it may be needed later. Does that add enough value to him to be a part of your group? Well, let me ask you this. What else you got? Well, I got a background in small engine mechanics. Small engine mechanic. Yeah, I can do anything from toasters to lawnmowers. I can fix small engines. I can fix small radios. Okay, how big is your place? What do you have? You have any sleeping bags? What else do you have? You have any first aid kit? What else do you have? So you have to evaluate how and where and if this person can fit in to your circumstance. Because guess what? He may not be able to. And if he doesn't, you have to make that evaluation so that you can make the best decision for the group. Then you got to go back to the group. And understand how I said that. You have to go back to the group. And you have to make the case of why this person brings value to the group. And the reason why I say that is because you're no longer making decisions for yourself now. So now you go back to the group when you say, look, I know this guy. I've been knowing him for about 20 years. He thought he could do this by himself, but they overran his house. He managed to get out. He has a 9mm and a 30-yard 6. He has about 20 rounds for the 30-yard 6 and maybe 200 rounds for the 9mm. So that at least offers some security. He also has 255 gallons of fresh water. Now, we have 150, but that would expand our water purpose. So now, I'm bringing this to you because the value he brings is that he can fix small engines. Anything from a toaster to a lawnmower, or maybe some car mechanic. I think it's a community. We could find a place for a person like that, because as things begin to develop, we're going to come across small appliances that we might have to take apart and just use it for the parts, or be able to take the engine out of it and use the engine for what our needs are. And somebody like this would bring value to that because they have experience with it. So now you are asking the same question. Is he married? How many kids has he got? Because see, everybody you add to takes away from your resource. So these become viable questions. And then the kids, how old are they? Are they real small kids, or are they large enough to defend themselves? That becomes crucial. Why does that become crucial? Because in reality, if they're large enough to defend themselves, they can literally defend others. They can help become a part of a force to take care of our suspect, of everybody in our circumstance. So I'm trying to get you to understand that value that person may bring has to be evaluated to the fullest extent to understand how they fit in and if they could fit in. Because if you decide that they don't, and you have exposed them to your resources, and he finds another group and he fits in, guess what he's going to do? That's right. Yo, man, I know this group. Yeah, they're right up a couple blocks up the street. They got food. I smelled them cooking the other night. Yeah, they cook late at night. Then what they do is they pass the food out to everybody in their group so that if they don't want to eat it while it's hot, at least it's cooked. So they can eat it sometime during the day for some sort of nutrition. So in reality, what they have to do is decide on, are you a value target or not? A lot of people think this is a joke. A lot of people think, well, at this stage of the game, what really do I have to worry about? You have a lot to worry about. Because at this point, this person may be deciding that since you couldn't let him in your group, and this other group did, maybe there's a weakness that he noticed in his presentation to you that he can exploit you with when he gets with them. This is real talk, y'all. So now, your situation has gotten worse. Why? Because now you have a person who has some idea, he don't even know what, some idea that you have resources. You know why? Because all he got to do is say, when they hungry, we need to go ahead and bum rush them. You know why? Because I smell beans cooking. And just smelling beans cooking, that told him that at this stage of the game, there's something you got to eat. And we all hungry now. And since we all hungry, whatever you got to eat is a plus. And guess what? They all down with the pluses. The reason why they down with the pluses is because now they got to evaluate you. That's right. Now understand that you ain't even thinking about this. You back in the group and the lights are out, the windows are painted black. You got a candle in the far corner, with two or three kids reading books, trying to take their mind off things. So you're giving them books of hopefully adventure or Boy Scout manuals so that they can learn how to identify the value and circumstances on the level in which they're in. We must constantly be teaching our children to be prepared. So it's getting late. You tell them, look, we got to put the candle out because if we burn it more than 40 minutes, it's going to burn too low too quickly. It seems like a far-reaching idea, doesn't it? But in reality, if the candle burns an hour a day, that's less days that candle will burn. So you must think in terms of what's going to be the best long-term usage. And in doing so, you got to evaluate the need for everybody to have access to that usage. So, the kids over here in the corner reading. On the other side of the room, you got the women who are literally sitting down and are taking in their opening cans so they can move what they have into a more storable packaging. It may even be plastic bags, Ziplocs. Because guess what? If you got to go, you got to go. And if you got to go when you grab some food, you grabbing cans, you got a problem. Because them cans are going to be beating you up. But if you took your resources there to prior to eating them, and you put them in plastic bags, and all of a sudden you got to go, you can grab them plastic bags and stick them in another bag. But you got food. And guess what? You're good fortune if it's already cooked, because then all you have to do is eat it. Because see, now it ain't like you going out to dinner or a restaurant. You eating because of the need for nutrition. Taste no longer has anything to do with it. So put the candles out, your bed, everybody down for the night. You put your strategy together for sleeping. Okay? You have to have one person sleeping where they can see the front door, one person sleeping where they can see the back door. You also have to have one person sleeping where there's a lot of windows in the room. Why do you diversify so much? Because you have to plan. If somebody tries to get in, that they must be stopped. Period. Did you understand that? Let me make this very clear. If someone is trying to get in after the family or the house beds down, they must be stopped. And this is in the level that which you live. So if you're in a cul-de-sac and you have four houses and somebody's trying to break in one house and you have the means to communicate that, whether it be through a CB radio or shortwave radio or a bell ringing erratically. Everybody has a bell. Ring the bell. Ring the bell. As soon as you hear that bell, that means everybody in your group automatically goes into a survival mode where, guess what? They want to bring whatever is needed to be borrowed, to bore. In other words, that's an old expression. Whatever is needed to bear on the circumstance, we're bringing it to bear. And that's what you need to have established prior. Because when you bring it to bear, you want to make sure that what you're trying to do, you get positive results. You don't want nobody in, nobody gets in. What cost are you willing to pay for that? Are you willing to kill? Are you willing to take a physical beating? Are you willing to give a physical beating? These are all questions that you ain't going to have time to evaluate. You have to be prepared. So in terms of preparation, these things should be talked about. The last thing you want is somebody that's a pacifist. So, look, let's not hurt them. Let's not hurt them. Look, we're going to let you go. Just don't come around here no more. There's an old saying that if you do not cut the head off your enemy, he will fly back at your throat. So he may not come the next day. He may not come for a week. But he already knows you have resources. So if that pacifist is saying, well, look, just let him go. Make no mistake, my brothers and sisters, he is coming back. And the next time he comes back, he may be with a group instead of by himself. So we can't be naive about any aspect of what we're trying to do, where we're trying to go, and what we are willing to do to save our family. Because I'm going to tell you something. In my group, if you in my group, your family is my family. And my family is your family. The worst thing you could do is see your family different than you see your group. Because eventually that will come out. And see, that can be dangerous to the whole group. Because then you're beginning to realize that, what don't I want to do? Can I live with a little tyranny? When a person starts thinking like this, they're condemning that whole group. So you got to fortify them every day. How'd you sleep? Did you rest well? Are you hungry? We're going to do some foraging today. Are you up to it? See, these questions will help you understand their frame of mind. And when you get with the other people in the group, say they don't go foraging that day. And you and someone else's, your day to go foraging. Now, what is foraging? Foraging might be hitting a restaurant trash can. It might be hitting the institutions that are open for public services. Because there will be what they call a curfew. And during that curfew, you might be able to come out 7 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and by 6 o'clock, the streets must be empty. That's foraging time. See, all of these things play a role. And make no mistake, you have to be able to utilize that time to the fullest and still be able to maintain the security over your dwelling. Because just because it's daylight doesn't mean that the people's need will change. No. Because if you're naive enough to think, oh, ain't nobody going to do that during the daylight, who's the fool? This is total awareness now. You got to be aware of who you are, where you are, what you are,
who's in the group, who's not in the group, who can be trusted. How far will you let that trust go? And when the door, somebody knocks on the door, frantic, they're trying to, anybody? Do they know? Because the house is secure, somebody's in there. So their process of evaluation is to lure you to open that door. So you got to tell your children, listen, here's somebody at the door, don't go nowhere near the door. You tell whoever's in the house maintaining security what door they're at and how long did it knock at. And that person is maintaining security might say, listen, as a child, I want you to go through the rooms and look upstairs and see if any of the windows are bothered. You see, there must be routine. So this child runs upstairs and he goes through all the rooms and all the windows are fine. All of a sudden they go to the back room window and there's a hole. She looks on the floor and somebody threw a rock through the back room window. Well, you know that's not good. But somebody might say, oh, well, it's upstairs. I don't have to worry about it. No. That person who threw that rock knows that that window is now unsecure. That window is now available. Now, all they got to do is figure out how they're going to get there. Because guess what? To them, once they get to that window, they're in. And once they're in, they can be as savage as they have to. Because at this point, if you don't know they're in, they got the upper hand. So do we have your attention yet? We are trying to get you to understand the value in a circumstance. Now, for those of you who might think that this sounds a little harsh or that maybe it's a little overzealous, wake up. Do you think for 1 minute that these elites, and that's who they are, believe me, it's just a small group of people that literally you've given them the power because they gave you a substance. They made a decision like this to bring this tyranny down. This isn't something that all of us want. We don't want, because we didn't vote for this. It's a small group of people. But you know what? They created this thing called money, and we put so much value in that money. They asked themselves, what could we do? If they're going to do this for money, what could we do? Well, they were egotistical enough that they could rule the world. And this is their plan. Do you understand? This is what this NWO is all about. Ruling the world. To be able to account for every dime, nickel, and quarter that you have so they can control. But since you've already started this process of prepping, that's your way of telling them you don't want to be a part of the system the way they have it designed. Now, don't get me wrong. Many will. And they can't be in your group. Understand how I said that? Many will subjugate themselves to be a part of the plan to live a life under tyranny. Some people might even hear it say, you know, I'd rather live on my knees than die. Never for a minute think that you could live on your knees under someone who feels they can control your life. Because they will literally have you do anything they want. And don't think of it from your standpoint. Think of it from your wife's standpoint. Think of it from your son's standpoint. Your daughter's. You see, everybody in the group are going to have one of those. That's right. Everybody in that group is either going to have a husband, a wife, a son, or a daughter in that group. And pets. Yeah, my wife said, and pets. But the reason why I didn't bring in pets was because literally If you have pets, you have to be on top of your game in multiplicity. Because that means that you have had to train your pets to be the type of animal that you would need in a circumstance in which you have no control. I know personally because literally we used to breed Akitas. I trained them. I know how deadly, I know how they fight, I know how they attack, and I know why they tear your throat out.
If need be.
If need be. Okay, Miss Davis.
But
they are affectionate animals, and they are truly brood animals. For those of you who don't know what brood means, that means that once they walk through and get the scent of everybody in the brood, they will protect them. Those people in the brood can literally walk and touch and pet. But if they have to attack, there's nothing as vicious as 110 or 105 pound Akita coming at you at 40, 45 miles an hour and burying their forehead in the middle of your chest.
And they don't bark.
And they don't bark. Because by the time you realize it, you've been hit in the chest at full throttle by a 110 pound dog falling back on your back. And by the time you hit the floor, it's already got the scent of your blood in your throat. I know, darling, but I understand. I'm trying to get them to understand. That's why you had to really have control if you're going to have pets. Because pets are malleable, but they're territorial. And they will protect their territory. Now, I would suggest anyone that has the time to put in an animal like that, oh, by all means, get one. By all means, get one. Because you can never go wrong with an animal that has a sensory perception that may be 10 times yours. I'm talking about the hearing, the smell, the vibrational feelings. Because that's what dogs do. They feel the vibration and they'll take that feeling and elevate it. And then when they elevate it, what they're doing at that point is they're beginning to become aware and they make you aware. So yeah, if you can afford that, do. One of the good things about it is that you can buy 200 or 300 pounds of dog food, put it in plastic bags and feed him with almost no effort at all. And he will be loyal. And he will not stop until you give him the command to stop. So these are things you want to keep in mind. But back to our scenario, if you do not, and that rock comes to that window, and that person who threw that rock realizes that that window is vulnerable, he's coming back. And when he comes back, he's coming back with enough people who he thinks that they can put a charge on and they can get in that window. And that way they will be victimized, anybody that is in there, behind the fact that you don't know that they know. And the reason why you don't know is because you didn't give serious consideration when you seen that the window was open. Oh yeah, this is somebody threw a stone through the window, but they didn't get in, but they didn't want to get in. The reason why they didn't get in was because they just wanted to see the vulnerability of the window. But we literally need to understand. Yes, we are not trying to.
You are tuned in.
Have a like choice. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Great, great show, Brother Davis. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Are we back?
No, one more.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Now, remember I said earlier today there was a couple of brothers that went out foraging, but they come back. And they bring their resources. It wasn't a bad day. They found a couple gallon plastic jugs. And they managed to find some rope. Maybe they even found some tires. I know these things, that may sound like feeble thing, but they all serve a purpose. The rope will always come in handy because, see, women are the type of people who literally they want to dry out what they can. They got fresh vegetables or something and they can cook them, but they might want to dry them in the sun. Well, you can extend the rope from window to window and tie the vegetables up in little bunches and then literally go outside, put your rope from window to window, and as you put the rope through the window, you pull the vegetables out so they can sit in the sun. That sounds strange, don't it? It's functional. My brothers and sisters, understand how I said that. It's functional. Because their forager might have took them down to the river and they found some pawpaw or some spring onions. Well, surely we know what pawpaw is. Because it's a naturally grown vegetation that we can eat that gives nutrition to the body. Now, there'll be a lot of people who have no idea what it is. If you don't know what the edible vegetation is in your environment, learn it. Because guess what? You can eat pawpaw cooked or raw. Weeds. The right weeds can be a meal. So as the two brothers are starting to turn out their pockets and show the rewards of their foraging, they're asking questions. One of the questions may be, anything happen today? Well, no. Any noises in the neighborhood, any gunshots or anything? Well, no. And then out of the corner of the room, One of the children says, you know, I seen a rock. Pardon me? I seen a rock. What do you mean you seen a rock? Well, I was doing the window search to make sure everything was right with the windows on the second floor. And there was a rock in the back room on the second floor, on the floor. And the window was broke right away. That should grow your attention. Because that shows you there's an area of vulnerability. Not that you overlooked, but you may not have set up that preparation yet due to the magnitude of other things you've had to do in the house and securing the first floor, being able to go downstairs in the basement and dismantle wood from certain areas, cut it down so that you could size it to the windows, and then use a drill to drill those wood pieces into the window so you could have some sort of security on the lower level. So now you look around at the men in the room or the oldest male and you call one out and say, look, let's go up to them. You look at the young lady and you say, show us the rock. And she takes you upstairs in the back room when you see it on the floor. You look out the window and you could see where somebody pulled the rock out of the garden, or what used to be a garden, and threw it through the window. And you know why they were throwing it through the window? They wasn't throwing it through the window because they didn't think it'd go through the window. They were throwing through the window to see if there was anything to secure the window if the rock went through the window. You see, there's always a method that is being worked on that person who's trying to take your reach. So you say, okay, I tell you what, let's take a piece of cloth. And we'll put the cloth in front of the window. Then we go downstairs to the basement. And we're going to go into the back room where we got the pieces of wood at. And then what we're going to do is come up here and we're going to measure this window. And then we're going to take and cut wood to fit the size of this window. And then we'll get the drill gun. And we'll go ahead and we'll drill it there. But then the eldest young son says, you know, Dad, the battery's low on the drill gun. I don't know if we're going to have enough to put all of these pieces in place. Okay? Then we're going to figure a way how to charge the drill gun. Now, none of these things are beyond the potential to do. Okay? Now, the reason being is because, literally, there are ways that you could set up a battery charging system with USB wires. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad part about it is that a lot of people don't know this. But literally, if you have a bike and you could put a band on the bike's wheel and you have it attached to the generator and you plug the USB into the generator and you cut the cords to the USB and split them, you could put them in two different poles on that battery and have somebody on that bike for a half hour and you can maybe get a charge enough in there. Or maybe 2 hours, you could charge the whole battery. Every situation will depend on how you value what needs to be done. We must see the value. Because, understand now, we don't know how long this is going to go on. So, you literally charge the battery as best you can. You get enough on there so that you go downstairs and you inventory your screws. And when you first started this, you went out and you bought 1,000 2.5-inch wood screws. And all of a sudden, now you can secure that window. So once you secure the window, remember what I said? You put the cloth on the window first. Now what is the cloth for? Well, literally, the cloth is sort of like hand in. Now, I know people who would use newspaper. Now, you know what's funny? Because one time, newspaper was very common. Now, it's not. Mm-hmm. At one time, you could use the newspaper as an insulation in many things, but now, it's not. Same way with magazines. But those things are fleeting. But if you have those available, they become tools also. So you secure the window, and you go downstairs, and you start talking. And now the talk goes to food. And talk about food is talked about how and where and when. How are you going to cook it, where are you going to cook it, and when you're going to cook it. And you're one of the most unique things that a lot of people fail to realize is that if you cook food on the top floor, if a person's trying to find that smell, the chances of them pinpointing it are highly unlikely. Now, they'll be able to pinpoint a certain area. But because it's cooked so high that the aroma is getting caught up in the atmosphere at such a higher level, it's blowing off a distance before literally the aroma comes down to where the nose can pick it up. Seems strange, doesn't it? These are the tactics that you want to incorporate. If you cook it in the basement, guess what? They're going to follow to the basement. Because I don't care how water and air is tried to be contained, water and air always finds a way out. It always finds a way out. So will aroma. So if you cook at the highest point of the house, there's a greater chance that the person will not be able to pinpoint exactly where it's cooked. Now, when it comes to cooking, how are you going to cook it? You mean, basically, you ain't got a stove up there. So you got to prepare a place for exclusively cooking food. That place that you prepare has to also be maintained. And why do I say it has to be maintained? Because when you get done cooking, you have to elevate it. Because every rodent that's in that block is going to gravitate to that smell. So the rodent's going to find it much quicker than humans. Their sensory perception is much greater. So even after you cook, you're going to have to put it into a plate. You can't leave it low enough towards the ground that those sort of things can get through it. So you're going to have to elevate it. I don't know how many of you know this, but back in the Old West, they would literally, when they had a good kill, they would hang it in trees so that any of the animals that was attracted to the smell, if they couldn't climb a tree, they couldn't get it. It makes sense. And it's quite logical. What we fail to realize is that in this day and age, every avenue of thought that deals with how to understand a situation, put a value on it, and understand how I say that, you must put a value on it and then think of how that value can be used best for the group. We're at a stage right now where you have been prepared to do many things. And one of the things that you are not prepared to do, whether you want to accept it or not, is make a decision based on life and death. You see, those sort of things, you don't really even want to confront until you're confronted. And make no mistake, if emotion plays a role, you're taming it. That can be good in some cases, and it can be bad in others. So you secured the house, and everybody starts to lay down the night for sleep, and the two ladies wake up about 2:30 in the morning, and they go to the third floor, and they start prepping to make the food, and the first thing they do is close all the windows, because the windows have been blacked out. Why? So that no one will see that the women have a light on. See, that light will literally determine whether someone could see you in there or not. If they see a light on and they smell food, they ain't got to really know the location because they turn the light on. You gave them the location. So in reality, what we want to do is we want to make sure that the ladies are secure by sustaining a security on the first floor, as well as being able to sustain the security on the other floors. Here's the best part about it. When the ladies are cooking, then all they're going to do is being focused on getting the food right. And then they want to focus on storing food so that those people who literally are going to eat the food can eat it. The sad part about it, that is that everything is going to be kept down to a minimum. So you're not going to have extra food. You're not going to have food to give to the neighbors. You're not going to have food that is going to be a part of the inventory unless it's ready to be eaten. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, you ain't making extra beans if you can avoid it. Why? Because that's taken away from your supply. And if it's taken away from your supply, then literally, you are not going to be able to share it if it's going to be a supply. That's what's called a supply. Extra. You need for tomorrow. I'm sorry, but the kitchen is closed. We're going to take all of that stuff and we're going to be able to store it. And then when you store it, you're going to be able to give to the family in the morning what is worthy of their eating and tell them during the course of the day that what they need to do is eat according to their need. It ain't like you're going to be able to sit down at the dinner table. What if I'm not hungry right now? Well, I think I can make my food last longer. When I got my portion, that decision is mine. And we must respect those decisions because we want that person working at peak efficiency. And in order for them to do that, they know their bodies better than you. You've heard me say already, I've been cutting my water intake down. I want to get it down to 16 ounces a day. And at 16 ounces a day, I might be drinking 3 or 4 ounces when I get up in the morning, 3 or 4 ounces in the afternoon. That's half my water supply. Okay. 3 or 4 ounces before I go to bed. And if I'm fortunate, I have 3 or 4 ounces left. And I go in to read the kids a story. And when my grandbaby say, "Pop, pop, I'm thirsty," I can look and say, "Okay, look, we only got this much, but we can share it." All of these serve a greater purpose in achieving what it is that we want to do. Now, I give you all of these scenarios tonight because I want you to understand we have to be able to see the value in every circumstance. Are we going to like it all the time? No. Are we going to endure in this circumstance? Absolutely. But in order to do that, we must be able to see the value and benefit out of decisions for everybody. Because you are no longer one. You are the group. Now, at this time, I want you to seriously consider any questions that you might have. Because I would like you to ask me before you're in that circumstance. Because I can tell you how when you get ready to make a life and death decision, you have to think quickly. You don't have time to sit and evaluate. You have to be able to feel the sweat of that decision. You have to be able to understand the panic that you're going to be under. You have to be able to be solidified and understand how I said that. Solidify with the conclusion of what you may have to do in a given circumstance and accept it. Because when you don't accept it and you are indifferent and what your mind is telling you and what your arsenal gives you the ability to do does not connect, you may lose your life. All of the preparation that you have been through to get to this point could be sacrificed in a situation that you did not properly evaluate so that you can make the best decision for the group. And that's why it's important to know how and where to place value and whom, what, and where. And if you have not understood that by this point, you will understand this. Your panic.
You got a caller, Brother Davis.
Okay, let's take the call, Dave.
But go ahead, finish what you were going to say because it was so important. I didn't mean to cut you
okay.
here.
Okay. Your panic may cost you something you treasure or someone you value. Okay, let's take the call.
So true. Because it's not just your life that's in the balance. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Hi, this is Isha.
Hey, Isha, how you doing, sister?
I'm all right. How you doing? My question is, do you know how to do any planning inside? And also, I know another time you had spoke of some bottled water that Dr. Sabi has suggested getting.
Yes, sister. Dr. Sabi, I drink it every day. Dr. Sabi suggests we get clear glacier water. Now, that's an alpine spring water, but it's called Clear Glacier, and they do have it at Dollar Tree. That's one of the few places I've been able to find it. Okay, can you plan inside? Absolutely. But your plan must have a plan and plant according to your plan.
Oh, okay.
Did you get my part about what I said about the water?
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't know you, I wasn't sure if you understood I said plan, planting.
Oh, I understand. So I'm trying to give you an understanding. You have to have a plan. Now, I know people who have planted in everything from plastic bottles to major planters and did this inside the house where the sun could come in. Now, I thought some of this was a little bizarre when I first seen it, but then my wife began to expose to me a plethora of ways that you could plant herbs, you could plant you could even plant vegetables, tomatoes, you could plant strawberries, you could plant almost anything that grows freely in the sun, especially vine vegetables.
Yep.
And you know what's unique about that, sister, is that once you have your system up and running, if you can have a small fish tank, say 5 or 10 gallons, okay? And that fish tank, you have a filtering system on it, and you, with the fish that you put in there, you don't have to put a lot of expensive fish. Put some goldfish in there, and you just keep feeding them food on a regular basis once a day. And those fish will literally defecate in the water, and you could take the water out of that aquarium and pour it on your plants, and it will feed your plants better than fresh rain, because you're getting the fertilization from the fish out of your fish tank. And then the reason why I say take a cup of water is because everything literally has to be done on a scale of measurement so that it benefits you to the fullest. So if you only got 50 or 60 gallons of water, you don't want to put all of that into your fish tank, but you also want to rotate it through your fish tank so that you could recycle all of the benefits of your fish tank into your plants. And literally, I know we have seen gardens that was like 25 and 30 2-liter plastic bottles thick with fruit and vegetables hanging out of them big time. My wife said she's going to locate a few and she'll put them on Tando so that we're or RDP. So you will realize that once again, you're creating the value in a circumstance. This is why you're in call is so important, sister. Thank you. Do
Thank
connect
you.
With Tando Radio. And listen, keep hitting back on the page of RDP and Tando, because when my wife puts that up, there's some very simple methods that you could use in order to even incorporate a water filtering system in your garden. Because you can create a filtering system that requires, once the water goes through your garden and feeds the seeds, the excess that drips out is literally being filtered, and you can filter it through stone, sand, and charcoal and recapture that water. So there's a lot of things that you could do, sister. I appreciate your call, and please call us again. And if there's any need that you think we could fill, call us.
Thank you. One more question. I'm sorry.
Yes.
As far as books, I have little kids, as you can hear. Now, to keep their minds going and to help elevate them, what books would you suggest?
Well, first, I would ask you to go to a recycled bookstore. Now, why? Because those books will cost you minimal, and in some cases, they'll give them away. And you can go through and find books that are even on planning on a child's level. Books that teach children how to sew on a child's level. See, these are foundational things that may become tools to the group. Okay? Now, you also want them to be spiritually based. So you might want to find storybooks like that. But whatever you do, make sure that you get them books that teach them how they could fit in and be a part of the working community. And believe me, you could not only create a value in them, they see the value that they bring to the community, and there's nothing like a child that is on fire because they know what they're doing.
Love it. Thank you.
We got 2 minutes, Brother Davis, and I would just say to add to what Brother Davis was saying is that, sister, what Brother Davis is talking about, and this is something that's beneficial to you and everyone that's listening. When you start to engage in these processes and you start to learn these things, this increases your overall intrinsical value to yourself, to your family, and to our community. And it's so important that we learn as much as we possibly can at this time while we can. It's the accumulation phase. Accumulation of knowledge is one of the keys to getting past what we're going to have to endure. Brother Davis, thank you so much, brother, for doing this. This Wise Wednesday is exactly what it is. It's Wise Wednesdays, and it's wise for everyone to be a part of Tando Radio Show on Wednesday because of the information that is being brought forth to all of our listeners. And the main thing is that it's a collective prudence. We all are going to have to rely on each other, and we might as well start doing that now. Brother Davis, anything
Absolutely.
Else? Any last things before we get out of here? We got 1 minute.
Yes, always remember this. That in the order to achieve the impossible, you must believe you can achieve the impossible. And there is nothing that the mind cannot achieve. Peace and blessings, y'all. And I'll be available And every Wednesday, Wise Wednesday. Thank you very much, Dave. Thanks for everything, man. I appreciate you.
Love you, love you. Thank you so much, Brother Davis. And not only on Wise Wednesday, Brother Davis is here generally throughout the whole weekend, Sister Davis, when they can. So call in at any time. Anytime you have any question about anything, regardless of what the show is all about, your questions are more important than anything else because it may be the last opportunity that we have that you can start to get an answer for it. So, all right, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening today. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And as always, remember, there is no such thing as death. You are eternal spirits that live forever. Much love, much respect, and we'll talk to you soon. Before you ask for a blessing, and make sure to be a blessing. Peace and love, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Brother Davis, Sister Davis. Talk to you also. Oh, Sister Davis, I'm sorry. I missed you yesterday. I was in a class. Give me a call right after the show. Much love. Much
okay,
respect.
Brother. Peace.
You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing.